This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. We launch into the third hour. We're talking Powerball, because a lot of people are talking about Powerball. Daryl, you have even purchased tickets. Are you a regular lotto purchaser?
I am not.
Okay, so this is a special occasion for you. You've bought 10 tickets. I'm debating whether I should offer you $3 to buy one of your 10 tickets away from you. Would you take the offer? You'd be making 50%.
I would not sell you the ticket, but I would take a $3 investment into the ticket.
What would that mean if that ticket won?
If one of the three won, then we would split it.
If one
so
of the,
you would...
I thought they're $2 tickets.
Oh, right. Okay. So
I was offering you 50% more than the price of one ticket.
Okay, so you give me $3, I'll... You know, circle one of the lines of numbers.
Yeah.
And then if those numbers win, we split the prize.
All right. I'm in. It's because it's last minute and I can't go anywhere else. You're the only person I get a lotto ticket from.
Okay.
So anyway, I haven't bought a lotto ticket in I don't even know how long. It must be like a decade or something. I don't remember the last time. I bought a lotto ticket. So a lot of people are excited about this, but what about those people who blew it? Who won the lotto, and then they failed, basically, and spent it all and ended up broke. One guy killed himself, pointed a shotgun at his own chest. Daryl, you were going to finish up a story that you just started to tell, or almost had finished up, but
you were talking about how the people that win the lottery are always poor, or mostly always poor. And I was just pointing out that there are some people that are very wealthy. Floyd Money Mayweather makes millions upon millions of dollars every year boxing and doing other promotion stuff. And there's a story from ESPN from several years ago where he had one of his guys in his entourage go buy 20,000 Mega Millions tickets when that jackpot was $156 million.
Okay.
And then the story is talking about the chain of custody on the bag because the guy that had the bag didn't have the bag. Yeah, the bag of tickets. So it's just, you know, an interesting little side note there to where, you know, like you've got this guy that's a multi-millionaire buying lotto tickets because he's like, all right, yeah, more money.
So what happened with the tickets?
I don't know if he won anything, but they ultimately found the bag.
Okay, so it was lost for a little bit, and then...
It wasn't lost. Like, he thought one guy in his entourage had the bag, he had given it to somebody else in the entourage who put it in the trunk.
Well, we're going to talk about some lotto winners, some actual winners who ended up failing here in moments. But first, we'll go to the phones and to the fun. Sean is in Santa Barbara, California, listening online via TuneIn. Hello, Sean. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey there.
Did you guys know that... they changed the game, making it harder to win. I kind of tuned in as you guys were talking about this, but the first five numbers, I think it used to go up to like 50 or 60, and they ended up adding 10 on each of those five overall numbers, so made it even harder to win.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that. Thanks for sharing. Anything else you want to put out there?
So they did it because... The Powerball or lottery in general was kind of, people were kind of losing a little interest or, you know, they wanted to get it to start booming again. So, yeah, they made it harder to win and now everyone's going crazy for it.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sean. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's try Robert in Shreveport, Louisiana. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Yes, sir. I was wanting to talk about what happened today up there in Oregon.
What happened today up there in Oregon?
Well, according to the Bundys, they put out a press release today, and they said used to be the city fire chief, and he retired in 2006, and he became the county fire marshal. And he said the judge and the sheriff had been saying that the militia had been, you know, bothering people up there, harassing them.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Oh, you did?
We heard the allegations that the protesters were harassing townsfolk. But go ahead.
Yes, sir. And he decided to pull over a couple of the so-called militia members to find out what the deal was, you know, because he didn't like that happening in his county.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, it was undercover FBI agents acting like militia members.
Interesting.
We were wondering, as soon as this thing started, whether or not or how soon it would be before the feds infiltrated this
thing. Yeah, I figured it would be right away that the feds would infiltrate. So not a surprise. So you've got undercover FBI agents stirring up trouble in the nearby town, trying to make it look like that it was the Bundy protesters.
Yes, sir.
Interesting. Yeah, that's not a surprise.
And I was wanting to ask y'all some, you know, about the Free State Project, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Y'all are, see, I want to sign up for it bad. I really do. But I was wondering, are y'all worried something would happen to y'all like that, you know?
Oh, as far as being infiltrated?
Yes, sir. And then causing trouble and making y'all look real bad, you know?
I think that has probably already happened. I think that there are already likely, you know, some sort of agents who have come and gone over time here. There have been some people who've tried to come in and talk about violence, for instance, who have been rebuffed, who have been rejected, because at least the people I know within the Free State Project are peaceful people. They're willing to defend themselves with violence if necessary, but they're not willing to use violence in pursuit of their goals to try to, you know, overturn the system or anything like that. So when somebody shows up and starts talking about getting violent or, you know, using guns against the state or something like that, that doesn't fly around here. They're not going to get any traction. And so I think that they try that stuff and then they end up going away because it doesn't work. If you're talking about messing with people in the town, well, you know, there's already enough activism that goes on that upsets townsfolk. So that happens with or without the undercover infiltrators. And ultimately, you have to basically act as though you're infiltrated. You can't expect that you're going to be able to keep a secret, for instance. So the more people that know whatever it is that is, you know, being planned for activism, the more likely somebody is working for the state and that the state will know. So you should always presume that you're infiltrated from day number one. And if you do that, then you really won't have to worry about very, very much. But ultimately, whether they're infiltrators or not, if somebody comes along and is just, you know, they're clueless and they don't know how to get along with people, which is not uncommon in the libertarian movement, which is full of a bunch of autistic people who don't really get along very well with other folks, then, you know, that's just part and parcel of this, you know, doing activism. You get people who want to help but aren't necessarily very good at doing some of the things
yes.
that they want to help with. And so you do your best to try to set a good example, to try to help people improve on the things that they need to improve on. And if somebody is a real troublemaker and they're not improving on anything, then you just disconnect with those people. But it is sort of part and parcel of the process of having a movement in which anyone can enter with virtually no kind of vetting. You know, the only vetting process to sign up for the Free State Project is you sign the statement on the website saying that you'll agree to move to New Hampshire and work towards achieving more liberty in our lifetime. So ultimately, you get what you get, I guess is what I'm saying. So I don't worry about it, but that's my answer. Daryl, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't worry about it. And like you said, the people that, at least the ones that I've encountered in the last 4 years, almost 4 years of being here, the people that come in and start saying things like, you know, we should shoot the mailman, they wind up finding that, you know, nobody wants to join them in their quest of preemptively shooting people.
Yep, and then they usually go away. So it's really not a problem, Robert.
All right, well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Sure, man. Hey, thanks for the call, and thanks in advance for considering the Free State Project. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I remember an example of this was during the 420 celebrations here in Keene, which was something that was very, very popular amongst townies, people who were native to the area. It was probably 80% townies and maybe 20% Free Staters at these 420s, and they had amounted to as large as 100 to 130 people. So there was a lot of people involved. involved in this. And when something, a public activism becomes so large, it becomes out of control. You can't control who shows up and the dumb crap that they'll do. You can try to give advice. You can try to influence the people to calm down or whatever the issue might be. But I'll tell you the rest of the story. It involves blocking an ambulance, which was not anything anyone I knew would ever do, and it wasn't a free stater. It was just one of the people, and I'll explain more. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you about some failed lotto winners, meaning they won and then lost it all. Here in moments, it's Ian with you.
And Daryl.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Whether you win the lotto or not, you're still going to want to save 20% when you shop at Amazon. Because there's no point in not saving 20% if you can, or more than 20%. You get to choose your discount through saveatpurse.com. So if you want to set it at 40%, you can try that. The higher the percentage, the longer it might take to fulfill your order. 20% usually gets fulfilled, in my experience, like within an hour of you placing the order. If you go higher, it might take longer. But still, you can try it over at saveatpurse.com. The catch is you have to use Bitcoin. Save at Purse. Saveatpurse.com. So go there and get started right now. Even if you don't yet have the Bitcoin, you can still go to saveatpurse.com and create an account and learn how it works. It's a very simple process. I've done it at least 30-something times, and it's been fantastic. So you should give it a try. Save at Purse. Saveatpurse.com. As we continue here, I was going to talk about infiltration, and then we're going to take more of your calls. So I promised the last caller I'd explain this.
Oh, yeah, about somebody standing in front of a fire truck or ambulance, possibly both.
Yeah, I didn't witness it happen. There were the 420 celebrations that happened back here in Keene, New Hampshire in 2009.
Yes.
Where day after day after day, liberty activists and local townies showed up in Central Square here in Keene smoking pot in downtown Central Square. And there's a whole history that I'm not going to get into. But basically, we essentially, over a period of a relatively short period of time, won that park as like a demilitarized zone. The police would not mess with people who were smoking pot in that park after they made a couple of arrests and ultimately failed in enforcing the policy because the arrests resulted in people smoking out in their police lobby, which they didn't like. So then, you know, they gave up, basically. So later on, after that the whole scene had died down, during election season, I was out holding a sign for a candidate at a polling place, and a Keene police cruiser pulls up and parks in the parking lot. Guy's walking over to me. Of course, I grab my video camera. I'm figuring, oh boy, what's this all about? You know, generally when a cop comes to talk to you, it's not for a good purpose.
Right.
And so in this case, it wasn't a hostile act by this particular officer. He wanted to talk to me about something that he said happened during one of the 420s, and that was that some kid had jumped out in front of an ambulance that was trying to get to a call as they were driving around this basically it's a big roundabout around Central Square. And he alleges that the kid just blocked the ambulance and was, like, you know, dancing in front of the ambulance, preventing it from getting to where it needed to go. And he asked me, do you support this? And, of course, I told him, no, I don't support that. And had I been there, I would have said something to the kid about his behavior, whoever he was. I presume it was a townie because I can't imagine any freestater acting in such a ridiculous, childish manner like that. But just the fact that everyone was this sort of group made him think that all the freestaters would have endorsed that particular behavior by one of these members of the public that just happened to be there. So that was kind of my point, is if you're doing a public event, you don't know what kind of fool is going to show up and start acting like one and maybe doing something stupid or even dangerous in public that could make your group look bad.
And it's just part of people, because you and a few other freestaters were down recording video of the pumpkin riot. There were people saying that it was the freestaters that started the pumpkin riot.
Right, just so we could get some good video about it.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So that there are people that will look for any excuse to blame freestaters for anything.
Yeah. So
and
what you're have.
Most of the time it's stuff that freestaters were not involved with.
Yeah, it's the challenge of doing activism that actually is successful. And libertarians don't understand this, right? Because generally libertarians are not very successful in their activism, which is in most places outside of New Hampshire, their activism is pretty much just running political campaigns. But
occasionally holding signs for an anti-tax thing.
Which never gets much larger than a handful of people.
Right.
So you can control a handful of people pretty easily. But when you get to 100 people, there's no control there. You can talk, you can influence, you can get on a megaphone, you can speak out against what someone is doing. You can write a letter to the editor to speak out against it. You can put out a statement later on. In the moment, you can try to persuade the person to stop behaving like a fool. But ultimately, if somebody wants to be an undercover agent and come in and try to make you look bad, they will. And there's very, very little that you can actually do to stop them if you're in a public place, because you can't tell someone they have to leave a public place.
Right. And then you have the situations where people completely misremember things, to where I've heard people talk about the open carry topless 420 rallies.
Never happened.
That never happened. Yeah, there were open carry rallies. There were topless open carry. There was 420, but there was never topless open carry 420 rallies.
Yeah, I don't think there ever was. At least not to my knowledge were there such things. Rich Paul might have been open carrying during the Topless Tuesday event. And maybe
that would be topless open carry.
And I could see Rich Paul smoking pot during that, but I don't know if that would have been the intention of the rally. So it may have actually happened, but it wasn't how it was advertised, I guess.
Right, and the topless 420 open carry thing was, as relayed to me, was women topless.
That's correct.
Open carrying,
walking down
smoking pot, not a guy not wearing a shirt smoking pot.
Keith is on the line in Denver, Colorado, listening online. Hello, Keith. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey there. Go ahead.
So, you know, I wanted to kind of touch base with you guys and talk about how some of these unintended consequences of freedom are kind of happening. Like with you guys, the 420 celebration, which is interesting because I come from Keensburg, Colorado, actually.
Keensburg? Okay.
But we've had 420 celebrations for years, and they've always been, you know, Willie Nelson types and yada, yada, yada. And this past couple of years, there's been shootings, almost every single one.
Whoa.
Multiple people injured. It's a different crowd. Hey, that's not the point I called them out, but it's the unintended consequences of freedom. And I, you know, it's like my old lawyer used to say, the pendulum has swung so far to one side, when it starts swinging the other way, you know, nobody knows how to react to it. They just, oh, it's a free-for-all. And they forget how to be human. Anyways.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. And this was a kid anyway. This was a pretty young guy that was blocking the ambulance from the way it was described. So probably just a bratty teenager.
Well, today I actually had a similar unintended consequence happen to my wife.
Mm.
She was driving up North Denver next to the airport, and somebody from New Jersey who is a, I guess they call them pot tourists. I don't know. Anyways, we legalized marijuana, so everybody comes from everywhere to come celebrate freedom, which is awesome.
Sure.
However, this guy was so excited getting off the plane to type in dispensary into his GPS, he forgot to look where he was going.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up sideswiping my very rare car.
Okay.
Both doors, fender, fire control arm. It's not total, but it's close. Anyways, point being, the unintended consequence of liberty is that we still have to act like humans. And it's tough. I mean, once you realize freedom is freedom, it's like when you go to college for the first time, oh my gosh, I'm free. Dear girls. Freedom. And you go crazy.
And it gets overblown and people go overboard and then they end up hurting themselves or, in the case of your situation, someone else or their property. Keith, you're right about that. Responsibility is the other side of liberty. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, studies do show that stone drivers are actually relatively safe on the road.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia? It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian
and Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You can create the content. What's there on the front page? Those news items, as you scroll down the page, were added by listeners like you and voted on by listeners like you. Maybe even you. You can go to freetalklive.com. You need a Reddit account in order to participate in that aspect of the site. It's easy to link your accounts together, and then you're good to go. You submit what you want, if you want, or vote up or down on stuff that's already there, and then we'll take that into consideration when we decide what to talk about here on the radio. Now, of course, if you want to, you know, steer the conversation in the direction you want, then you should just call in toll-free anytime you want, 855-450-FREE. Or you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go to Chris. He's listening in, it says here, Massachusetts to WVNJ, but I can't imagine WVNJ reaches into Massachusetts. Chris, how are you listening tonight?
I'm catching VNJ. I'm up in Ashfield, Mass., and we're just high enough in altitude that I'm getting New Jersey radio.
Wow, that's impressive. All right. So
it fades, but it's there.
Okay. Well, welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts, Chris.
Well, this is what happened. I called someone. My family sold my grandparents' house back in September, and it was a short span of time that we had to remove all the contents of the house. And the past couple weeks, actually just around Christmas, I was going to be giving my mother's husband something that was my grandfather's. I looked throughout my stuff. I couldn't find it, and then I realized it was still in the house. And I had buried it in some cellulose insulation back when I insulated the house a couple of years ago, and I neglected to get it.
Oh, this must be something valuable.
Yeah. So last week I called my mom and told her that there's something still in the house, and I described what it was and where it was, and said she'd try to contact the party through the lawyer, through the realtor, I mean. Mm-hmm. And the realtor didn't respond to her. There was no response. Finally, they said that they would. They were hoping that the lawyer would be contacting them. I was like, this is silly. And she wound up going online, getting this fellow's business telephone, 800 phone number. And I wound up calling that today. And his secretary or whatever receptionist person took a message, and he called me back maybe in half an hour later. And he was not very pleased to hear that I was wanting to gain access to the house. And I was like, it's nothing. I don't care about your house, dude. I just want something that is in the actually accessible from the garage in above the breezeway, buried in insulation that would be pretty tricky to find unless you knew exactly where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing where even placing where I knew I placed it, it's going to be a little tricky for me to fish it out. They'd have to basically undo a whole bunch of cellulose insulation to find it, maybe, unless they got lucky in the first couple pokes or something. But the long and short of it was, he didn't want me having access to his house. I told him, again, what the deal was, and he said, we don't want to deal with you. Maybe we'll deal with your mother. And I was like, that's fine, whatever. There was a back during the sale, there was some issues with a radon test, and there was an interruption of an ongoing radon test briefly, momentarily, by going down a stairwell where there's a door closed where the test was being done in the basement where radon tests would be done. And I opened and closed the door three times to go down to the basement to get some more things out of the basement. Like I said, it was a very short span of time to have everything removed out of their house during the sale process.
Okay.
So that went on. And, of course, the radon tester guy came by right when the door was left open a crack.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled it behind me, and it didn't close all the way. And next thing I know, we're having a tag sale, and next thing I know, there's someone coming down the stairs, and it's the radon guy. And he's like, you broke the seal of the door. The radon test is now upset. We need to do it all over again. This is going to cause time.
It's going to cost.
It's going to cost money. And I was like, look, you didn't seal the basement door to the outside. There's visible access through the breezeway basement, under the floor of the breezeway to the garage.
So what's a radon test have to do with you being able to retrieve?
This is what it has to do with, because I got into an argument. This is where this person didn't want to have anything to do with me.
Because you caused an issue with the radon test. They were like, screw you, we don't want you in our house.
Yeah. Okay. There's a broken window in the basement that was barely sealed with some cardboard in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there was all of the grates of the air ducts had been removed from the heating system into the first floor, and all of those grates were wide open.
So I see what you're saying. You're saying
nothing
that you,
the, yeah. Yeah, nothing
yeah, you're saying you don't
test.
Believe that the radon test was in a sealed room anyway,
yeah,
so you don't think it mattered.
Yeah.
But ultimately,
but all I did was walk down the stairs and close the door behind me three times, and the third time it didn't close, but there was the radon guy right
there. Okay, I follow you.
Okay, so that's where I'm at. So I'm calling the guy today. And he's like, I don't want to have anything to do with you based on your interaction. You're very unprofessional, and I'm a very professional person. I was like, what do you mean unprofessional? Let me explain about the radon test. Well, I've bought millions of houses. I've bought many houses, and you never act that way. I'm like, act that way? I was trying to explain the radon test was invalid, and et cetera. So it went like that. And the conversation basically stopped there, and he said, look, I'm not going to have anything to do with you. Maybe I'll deal with your mother. And then he hung up on me. And I was like, phew, fine, sure, whatever, there it goes. Conversation's done, over with. I go on about my day. Like I said, an hour later, the Greenfield Police Department's calling me. And I'm kind of stupid legally. I said, yeah, this is he. Sure, yeah, I was speaking to him earlier. He was pretty short with me. He's like, well, if you ever contact with him, if you try to contact him again, we're going to, you know, issue a criminal complaint.
Okay.
And I was like, what did I do? He's like, you were, I don't know, he didn't even tell me what I did. And I went into the explanation that I just gave you. Okay.
Okay.
Instead of listening to the cop to tell me why he was calling to give me
What happened?
To issue a civil complaint, all I did was go into an explanation of why he was calling me. Which was stupid. I mean, I don't know.
You got to move this along, man.
Yep. And so anyway, so next thing I know, I'm having the cop tell me there's a civil complaint against me, and all I did was try contacting someone to get some stuff out of the house. That's it.
So what is so important in this guy's house?
We don't know what the hidden item is. What is it?
Right. It's some stuff that my grandfather owned.
What is it?
It's some of his private possessions.
So you don't want to talk about what it is, huh?
Yeah, no. It's
so it could be anything from, like a giant nug of weed to... Yeah. gold coins.
No, it was a bag of soup. My grandfather was a cop. There was.
Well, I'd say legally you're pretty much SOL. I mean, I'm no attorney or anything, but it sounds like, that you whatever you left on the premises will become the property of the new owner, and they allow you to come get would be a favor, and it sounds like this guy doesn't want to do you any favors.
But how can I have a civil complaint against me for making one phone call?
Well, they said they would bring a complaint against you.
No, this was a civil complaint, and then that the next one, if I ever tried contacting them, or even if I drove by their house.
That means that that means the guy called the police and said, I don't want this guy calling me anymore. That's all. It was that he complained about you to the police. That doesn't mean that they'll be taking you to court.
Well,
what the police were saying was...
would be criminal harassment.
That's right. That's right. So you've been given notice by the police that you are not to contact this person again. If you do, then you will face criminal harassment charges. That's basically how that works.
But what about freedom of association? I mean, what happens?
You don't have the freedom to continue to contact someone who does not wish to be contacted. Once someone expresses their desire to not be contacted, then you need to respect that. Otherwise, you are violating their freedom of their own personal calm and space.
Well,
so
okay.
I would recommend you leave this one alone or have your mother contact him because he said he'd be willing to talk to her. But that sounds like that's about the only option you've got.
Yeah.
Good luck, Chris. Thanks for your call tonight. Sorry, bro. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That is pretty much the definition of criminal harassment. If someone asks you to stop talking to them and you keep talking to them, presuming you heard their and understood what they said to you, that's pretty much the legal definition of criminal harassment. So 855-450-FREE, this is Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. We do have time for you if you want to call in right now. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. Free Talk Live brought to you by the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. If you're still on the fence about the Free State Project and you consider yourself a libertarian, voluntarist, anarcho-capitalist, whatever you call yourself, if you love liberty, then you really owe it to yourself to spend 1 hour of your time and watch this documentary. 101reasonsfilm.com is where you can go to see it. It's available for free through YouTube. It's built right there into the website, 101reasonsfilm.com. It is super persuasive. It'll give you a little bit of a peek into what it's like to actually be here in New Hampshire, surrounded by hundreds of other people who love the ideas of freedom and who are working towards them. So again, 101reasonsfilm.com as we go to the phones, and actually this time to Skype, where we've got Socrates on the line in Nashua. Go ahead, Socrates.
Hey, guys. I wanted to address a subject that you brought up actually on a prior show. Do you, in terms of the New Hampshire gun rights and them not being optimal compared to other states such as our borders, our border to the west, Vermont.
Yeah, Vermont, you can conceal carry without a permit. In New Hampshire, you could get arrested if you don't have a permit for that.
Right. Now, I would agree that the only flaw in the New Hampshire gun law is the fact that you're kind of forced to get a permit simply by the fact that transporting a firearm in a vehicle is considered to be concealment, right?
Yes.
So therefore, there's this obligation that if you do carry, even if it is open, you have to get a concealed carry permit.
Unless, as I understand it, and this is not legal advice, unless you unload the gun while it is in the car. I believe that is required in order to
unload
carry
it before it goes in the car.
Right, before you get into the car.
Which means if you're carrying a revolver, you must brandish the firearm in order to load or unload, and then that
you're still
winds
committing
up
a crime.
Getting you in another line of trouble.
Yeah.
Generally, that was my understanding as well. But ideally, there shouldn't be the entire concept of concealment. I argue is backwards, seeing as the reason that concealed carry permits exist in the first place is that everyone that carries a firearm should be able to do so openly because it's safer. You're able to have a holster that's more secure. You're able to have you're able to prevent crimes before they occur. The entire essence of being a free person is being able to illustrate, you illustrate that you have the power of a police officer in essence to protect yourself.
But if you're a free person, then you should also, if you choose to conceal your weapon, you should be free to do that.
Sure. And I would agree, but the essence of having a permit to conceal is the very question of why would somebody conceal something that they could do in open?
Well, because some people are upset by it. I mean, I think yes. there's a particular...
But not everybody wants to open carry.
Right, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm giving a reason why.
Well, why wouldn't you want to open carry?
Because some people are upset by it. Yeah.
Right, and so the essence of the problem is, instead of promoting concealed carries, there should be an issue for these people that are so alarmed by all these people that are open carry, because the very essence of the fact that why don't police conceal carry when they're in uniform? Why is it that
they
society is okay
have at least
with police
one,
carrying openly?
That they generally have at least one weapon that's concealed carry somewhere.
Right?
But the essence is that they, when they're in uniform, they are open carrying, correct? Generally?
Yeah.
They're open
right.
carrying at least one weapon.
Look, I get your argument. You're saying you want more people who are concealed carry to open carry so they exercise their rights so it becomes more normal and people will be less frightened by it if they see it more normally?
That actually goes a little bit further. Only the fact that by concealing what I'm doing, I kind of would say that I'm promoting this idea that I'm doing something wrong.
So should
because
everybody...
I'm afraid of somebody else's insecurity.
Wait, it's not also about what other people think. It could also be that you don't want to get shot first. So if somebody's intent on robbing a place and they see that you're carrying a gun, guess who's going to be the first target? Whereas if you're concealed, then you could get a drop on the person.
So I understand that. And that's backwards to the fact that the person that sees, oh, there's somebody armed in this bank, maybe it's not a good time to rob it. And
let me ask you this question, Socrates. Everybody, let me ask you this question. Should everybody that carries a knife have to carry that openly, or should people be allowed to carry knives in their back pocket or concealed up under their T-shirt?
I'm not exactly sure why you'd bring a knife to a gunfight.
I'm not advocating that anybody get into a fight.
But there are various things that you
do realize that people choose to defend themselves in various ways. Some people choose to defend themselves with knives. Some people choose to defend themselves with firearms. My question is, you're saying that everybody carrying a firearm should carry it in open because you feel that open carry is more rational. I'm asking the question, if someone chooses to carry a knife to defend themselves, should they open carry or concealed carry?
And you're saying
no one should ever have a knife.
I'm asking you this. What is the purpose of concealment other than to commit a crime?
I've already answered that question. You could get the drop on somebody who is intending to commit a crime.
So, committing a crime.
The only reason of concealment is to commit an act of violence.
You did not hear what I said. I said you could get the drop on someone who is committing a crime.
Right, but you understand that means you have to commit violence in order to stop violence.
No, it's not a crime to stop someone who's...
I'm not saying it's a crime. I'm saying that you're committing an act of aggression.
That's not an act of aggression to stop someone who's threatening another person with a gun. If you're in Burger King, Socrates, my point is being misunderstood.
If you can prevent the thing from occurring in the first place,
you are presuming that you will prevent the thing from stopping in the first place.
Of the very essence
and
of
I agree
the
with you that in a lot
wrong.
Of cases, Socrates, I agree with you. I'm just going to put you on hold here for just a moment. I agree with you that open carry will dissuade many criminals from going ahead with whatever their plot is. I got that. But there are some psychopaths who will not be dissuaded by the fact that someone is open carrying, and they will, in point of fact, make the person who's open carrying the first target of their psychopathic robbery of the Burger King or whatever. Daryl, go ahead and I'll bring Socrates
people
back.
That, and I'm curious if Socrates thinks that people that know other forms of self-defense, like various martial arts or other things, you know, like somebody that's well-trained in judo or karate, should they have to wear a t-shirt at all times saying, I am, you know, whatever level karate master, or I know all of these various ways that I could kill you without right. ever using anything that is deemed a weapon? Because people conceal knowledge all the time. It doesn't mean that they're concealing it to commit a crime.
Yeah, it's a tactical advantage. Go ahead, Socrates.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to talk over you, so let me start from the beginning.
I think Daryl asked you a question.
No, I'm answering it.
Okay.
There's context for every question. The essence of having knowledge, right? Having the knowledge to defend yourself. I, by the way, am a black belt in Taekwondo. So I understand what he's saying. Knowledge itself is the ability to be able to hurt somebody or defend yourself. It's not something that you need to, quote unquote, brandish on yourself that I can defend myself. But you would want people to, if you have the opportunity, to say, I am in a society where the people around me know how to protect themselves and those around them. Right, and generally the only essence of being the entire essence of concealing something to be able to say, hey, guess what? I'm a free citizen. I have a firearm, but I'm afraid what others are going to think.
The reason why everyone conceals. They may want the tactical advantage. I think we're repeating ourselves. Thank you for the call tonight.
We are. And Derek J. has spoken at length about various reasons that he does not feel comfortable open carrying. And I wish I remembered what all of those are, but none of them were, well, other people might think blah, blah, blah of me.
Let's put the invitation out there to people who conceal carry as opposed to open carry. You're not going to have time to call in tonight, but you know, go ahead and call in on any other occasion here tomorrow night or whatever to explain your reasoning for conceal carrying as opposed to open carrying. Another reason to keep a gun concealed is and I think Derek made one of these points, is just like fashion accessories. Like Derek's a very fashionable young man, and it's wintertime here in New Hampshire. I have a coat. I'm certainly not fashionable like Derek, but I've got a big, you know, puffy kind of winter weather coat, and if I were to have a gun, it would become difficult to even open carry it in that circumstance.
Yes.
How would I? This coat goes down below my waistline, so I wouldn't be able to put it on my waist in an open carried manner. Would I then
You'd have to
strap
have
it
like
to
an ankle thing
I'd have to,
outside of
my
both
pants.
Your pants and your boots.
So I'd have to strap, or maybe not to my ankle, maybe to my thigh, maybe like a thigh strap carrying. I mean, it would be clunky. It would be weird.
Yes.
It, you know. So I think that there's certain circumstances where it just feels better and it looks better to conceal carry as well. And again, there's also the tactical considerations. So we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust? Who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.